Blog Talk Radio.
Did it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Christian Experience. I am your host, J.D. Mr. J.S. Dunk, say what's up to the people, man.
What's up to the people, man? We love diagram in the building.
No doubt. You already know what it is, man. Yo, thank y'all for joining us for another week. Unless you're driving, please bow your heads. Father, we come to you right now, Lord, just saying thank you, giving you honor, Lord, just to say thank you for blessing us, bringing us through another week. Allowing us the privilege and the honor of serving you, God, in this way. We pray, Father God, that you just please bless all of our listeners. Please, Father God, let them be entertained, edified, Lord God, and just all around have a good time. We thank you for it now. If there's anything I fail to mention, I pray you fill not the grant in Jesus' name. Amen. What's good with you, man? What's good with you?
Man, what's going on, Doc? Been busy. Busy week, a good busy week. It was just, you know, just
okay.
Just collecting stuff and just trying to make some stuff come true. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make some dreams
okay.
come true. Trying to put some periods on some goals going on.
Okay.
And set up some new stuff, you know, to knock it down. So I've just been busy, real busy.
Good.
It's been actually the week went by. The week started off going a little slow, but it I think after like Tuesday night it just flew by. That's it, man. I actually today I got a text, last minute text, and I had Dionysia actually she had told me this a week or two ago.
Okay.
Two weeks ago. She had shot me a text that she was going to be performing that the skit, I Thirst, in my area. And so I was
nice.
Cool. Well, you know, just shoot me a reminder and, you know, we can go from there. I'll make sure I'm in. And So about 9:43, I get a text. You remember the joiner today, right? Oh, snap,
oh.
You're up. Like, and it started at 10. They got brushing the teeth and just throwing on something I had on yesterday.
We all got to do that sometimes.
We all got to do it. Hey, I'm going to keep it real, son.
Word up. Word up.
Keeping it real.
Out of clothes, though, y'all. Out of clothes. Not the underclothes.
Yeah. Not the underclothes. but made it there. Found the church. Made it there in time. And got a chance to see the skit live. And
It was dope.
They did a great job. They was actually on a huge stage this time.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was great. It was real good. The people received it well, really well. You know, it was great. And then there was a sermon that came after it. Because the play, if anybody hasn't seen it, it just, what it does is it talks about I won't say vices, but
uh-huh.
say sins that we deal with, that you know, that people deal
right.
with, and it comes from three different, it's three actors, and it comes from they're coming from three different perspectives. One actor is he's dealing with the he's dealing with, you know, the street running the streets, making the fast money,
right,
and so forth, and you have one actress is dealing with the hangups of sex and all of that, and then the third one, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think she's dealing with attention. Just trying
to. Right, it's like insecurity. She's very insecure.
Insecure. Thank
right,
you.
Right,
insecurity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Insecurity. You know, and it's deep if you you know, if you watch it, because we all, you know, there's a room full of people. I'm sure
mm-hmm.
there's somebody that can relate to, you know, each character. So anyway, it was received well. It was great, and I stayed for the rest of the service, right?
Okay.
Because it's at the beginning of the service, it's right after praise and worship.
That's cool.
And a big screen came down on the stage,
mm-hmm.
And the pastor there, he had stated
uh-huh.
he was talking about. And so forth, and he turned attention to the screen. Well,
okay,
the screen was where the sermon was happening. This church is apparently a satellite church of a larger church.
Oh, okay.
And the pastor, the senior pastor, was given the word via
satellite,
FM or whatever satellite. Thank you. And so we watched the screen for the service, which was, it was new. Let's just say that it was new.
Okay.
It was definitely new for me. But I think what helped, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, in the beginning, because, you know, in the beginning, you always have my entire attention span. You know, I'm still like, you know, gathering my brain together. So so I'm like, well, dang, what the heck? Why would somebody come here? Why not just watch it online? I mean, you know, what is the difference between sitting here and watching
right.
the sermon and going home and watching it on TV or online? So anyway,
right.
it was a great sermon, though, by the way. I think his name was Pastor Keith Battle. Forgive me if the name was wrong. But it was a great sermon talking about not turning back, you know, and dealing with the sins and not going back to them. And it was
mm-hmm.
a great word. I wish
nice.
I had my pad, but I rolled out of bed too fast. I like to take notes. if I can find it online, I will. Because it was good.
Nice.
It was a great sermon. It was a great sermon. So anyway. That was
nice. Yeah, that satellite. The satellite thing is like you said, it is new for me. You know, I heard about it. I know some people
who
go to a satellite. Yeah, I know some people go to a satellite church I think it's for Creflo, actually, for Creflo Dollar.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, he has like a few satellite churches, but yeah, I mean, I get it. Like that's kind of how I feel too. Like, oh, you know, it is. I don't know. It's just a different experience, I guess, but. You know, I mean, hey, we watch TV, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it's just almost like the same as, like, I guess, going out. And plus, we have the fellowship. It's different when you're in your house, but you have the fellowship with the other people, too. Like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? So there's a difference there, you know. And then you get to see that live performance, which shout out to Donicia and the rest of the cast members. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Yeah, we're doing the thing, man.
Yeah,
we're going to get them. We'll get them to perform for the show when we do it live.
No doubt. I also urge everybody to go to our Facebook page, Christian Experience. Check out the video, and I was going to say that the stuff that they're doing, you know, is really good. It's good that they're taking it around too, so that different people get to, you know, actually see it live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a good look. Cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a good look. Definitely a good look. How was your week, man?
My week was good, man. I can't complain, man, you know. Coming off of last week, it's been good. You know what I mean? I'm grateful. I feel humbled today, just because I know that, you know, that God loves me. Like, I kind of felt like he had my back this week, like I felt it, you know? And it's always good. I mean, he always has your back, but sometimes we don't really feel it, you know? And I kind of felt it, you know? I could kind of still feel him with me. It's like, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, God, to me, I mean, this might sound weird to other people, but God, to me, is like so many different things. And sometimes, you know, you want God to be, you know, to be there to comfort you. You know, sometimes you need him to heal you. Sometimes you need him to just guide you, you know. And then sometimes you just want a friend. And this week, I kind of feel like I had like the homeboy Jesus this week. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nice.
That makes any sense. Yeah, nice. So I love that. You know what I mean? I feel like he was just kind of, you know, giving me some jewels, just being with me, you know, and I appreciate that. So, yeah. Cool.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, too, I was wondering, you know, I always ask you, you know, what's popping out there in the streets and all of that stuff, but before I even do that, I just want to take the time to say, because I haven't done this in a while, but I just want to take the time to say that I really appreciate all of the people who listen and support this show, because God's been supporting this. There's been people who have been, I mean, we've had listeners, you know, come and go, but some people have been supporting this show from the jump, and I definitely appreciate y'all, you know, and everything that y'all, you know, do for us and do for the show and all your prayers and all of that stuff, like, to keep us going, because it's God that keeps us going, you know. It's been so many shows that have been gone on the air and off the air quicker than we have, you know what I'm saying? And so I appreciate you guys, man, because I really love this. I love what I do. I love, you know, what we do, you know, and what it stands for. So just want to put that out there. Message, anyway. So, hey, what's popping out there in the street?
Message.
Anything going on there?
Yes, there's a few things going on. Just a couple I'm going to mention. I know last week's topic, mm-hmm. we were talking about imposing our religion on people, or exposing our beliefs. Well, here's a quote. I'll start with a quote. The quote says, "You will not have safety even in your dreams until you accept Islam," says a masked man. Yes, says a masked man speaking English with an American accent. "Our battle is a battle between faith and blasphemy, between truth and falsehood." That was a quote from a masked man that is apparently a part of ISIS group.
Okay.
And there's a video that came out actually today online, and it shows this ISIS group lining up dozens of Ethiopian Christians in Libya. Yes. And they have some that they're lining up alongside the beach, and they're beheading them. And then they have some out in the desert, and they're shooting them in the head. And this was what was shown on video. Their severed heads are, you know, later laying in the sand of the beach. You know, and I brought up the last week's shows because you know, we like to stand for what we stand for. We stand, you know, and you know, hopefully, you know, you're standing for Christ, and you know, and you read the words, and you speak the words, you know, that Jesus, you know, Jesus told us, if we die for him, we'll live.
Right.
And you know, and it really, you know, we're in America. We are, but I don't know if everybody listening is in America, but you know,
right.
I think, you know, watching stuff like this or hearing news stories like this is a real eye-opener. It's a real eye-opener because we don't have to deal with this, and I thank God that we don't have to deal with this. But right. there are people that's part of our body that does have to deal with this, like these people that died on film today. And, you know, it's just something to be mindful of. Just something to be mindful of, as you know, in our walk. Like, you know,
wow.
you, not only do you have to walk the walk, you know, talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. You know?
Yeah. Up to death, unto death. That's crazy, too, because we don't even, and I say this all the time, I actually said it last week, as you know, in services, like, you know, we don't realize what other people have to go through. We're so bougie here in America, like Christians. So
right.
bougie and spoiled, you know what I mean? Because we don't have to deal with, I mean, we deal with things, but we don't have to deal with that, you know, at least yet we don't, you know, and I think that that change is you know, is coming. But,
yeah,
man, if we're not, if we don't, and I think this is why these kind of stories, God is allowing us to see them so we can get real because, you know, and I've also said today, like, if you're not, if you're about this life, real, then you gotta be. You have to at least try to prepare your mind for the possibility that something like that or something like that happened. You know what I mean? And I ain't even gonna lie to you. Like, I don't know. I might have been able to withstand. You know, what would you say? They were in the desert and they got shot.
They were in desert. They had dozens in the desert, and they have dozens of them lined up alongside the beach.
Right, and the beach one was the, I don't know if I can stand still for no beheading, the, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, I think I'm gonna try to fight back. I've never been in that situation. It's hard for me to even imagine that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not much, yeah, it's not much. These guys, their hands are tied behind their backs. They're on their knees. You know, you can get up and run, get, you know.
Right.
But there's no fighting back.
That's harsh, you know. That's harsh, man. You know.
Harsh.
But that's wow. You know, I mean, what do you? I don't even know. We might have to address that because I can't even get my thoughts together.
Yeah, that was definitely it is tough. It's tough to, you know, when it's in your face. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's definitely an eye opener. But anyway, just. You know, last story I wanted to mention.
Right.
You have a stepdaughter, right?
Yep.
Daughter.
No doubt.
Daughter. You know, and I have kids as well. And we know that kids have problems in school with not only their peers. Sometimes they have problems with teachers. You know, maybe the teacher's grading the work wrong or. You know, or they just, you know, quote unquote, the teacher don't like me. We hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what would you do if you got word that the teacher hit 12-year-old?
The teacher hit my 12-year-old?
If you got word that the teacher hit your 12-year-old, Ms. McKenzie got word that the teacher hit her 12-year-old in an elementary school. This is in Hempstead, Long Island.
It's close to home. Okay.
Yes. So she decided that she was going to go down and handle it herself.
Okay.
And there's not a whole lot of details to it yet. I imagine it just happened. So you have to wait for the story to unfold in its entirety. But but there is a picture online of the teacher laying flat on her back, unconscious. And Ms. McKenzie, she went down to the school. She, you know, of course, you know the rules. You're supposed to check in to the office and sign in.
Right.
She skipped that whole process. And I'm just going to play a quick news clip. Of the story.
We got some action.
A quick news clip of it, and we'll leave it there. Here you go.
McKenzie allegedly did not do so, instead opting to go straight to the teacher's classroom, where she waited for the instructor to return to her room. Once the teacher did, according to Mestizo, a conversation took place about an incident earlier in the day. Seconds later, the teacher was attacked.
the adult hit the teacher. The teacher fell to the ground. The teacher was put on a chokehold, lost consciousness for a few minutes. My understanding also is that maybe one or two students might have struck the teacher either using their feet or their hands. Staff members came out of their classrooms and to the aid of the teacher.
The student involved is a 14-year-old related to McKenzie, according to law enforcement. She assisted McKenzie in the attack in response to the teacher allegedly striking her child earlier in the day.
Yes, the teacher struck the child.
When?
At some point earlier that day.
It should be noted that the teacher has not been charged at all in the incident.
There
you
go.
Well, that's an interesting story,
and I say it's interesting. Now, the gentleman that you heard toward the end that said, yes, the teacher struck her child, mm-hmm. that was actually McKenzie's lawyer. That was the parent's lawyer.
Okay.
He wasn't, you know, of the staff.
Like the principal or nothing like that. Yeah.
Right. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there you go. I mean, what do you think about it?
Because my first reaction would be probably that of Miss McKenzie at first, but I'm going to go up there to try to find out, you know, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Different factors probably weigh in, like whether or not it's my daughter or my son. Then I'm going to ask the question, what did my child do to get struck? Because they might get struck by me when they get home. Not to say that the teacher was going to be get off scot-free for striking my child, but depending on what they got struck for, they might have to get dealt with too. But I would say that, for the teacher, that if I didn't give you permission to strike my child, then you have no, you know, business striking my child unless my child, you know, tried to, you know, strike you first or something like that. You know, if my child attacked you or, you know, something like that. But it depends on, it's hard for me to answer that question because it would all depend on the reason behind the striking to begin with.
Right, exactly. That's what it's all contingent upon. And with me, anyway, if I heard that, then, you know, my first question, I mean, I know my kids. So,
right.
You know, so I would, you know, so I would definitely, I mean, I'm definitely going to ask first. What happened? What happened?
Right.
Start from jump. But still, I'm going to be, you know, frowning up in the forehead because I know my
right.
children. You
right.
know, but I also have seen other children and they have no problem with disrespecting authority. Be it putting their hands on authority or,
right.
you know, or just, you know, verbally. So, you know, and then if this young lady, this young woman had, if she had such character to skip the office, sign in, and go straight to the teacher, wait for the teacher, and knock the teacher out cold in front of the student
right.
and put her in a chokehold, then what to say about the child? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of it, you know, I mean, this teacher must not have been the most liked because they were saying other kids were getting their little hits in while the teacher was down. So, you know.
I don't know. The elementary kid is 11, 12 years old, so they could have just been taking that opportunity. Who's to say it was the whole classroom? You know what I'm saying? It could have just been another bad little kid.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, as an adult, you shouldn't be letting other kids get kicked. I mean, listen, the whole situation is bad, you know. It's just bad. But at the end of the day, as a parent, though, you know, I don't think that that's the way to handle it unless, like I said, depending on what happened. And you know, like you said, you know your child, you know. So, personally, I would be shocked if I heard that, you know what I'm saying, about my stepdaughter. I would be shocked to hear. I wouldn't see any reason why a teacher would strike her, you know. So I'm going to go there, like you said, with my eyebrows raised, and I'm going to be like, what the heck is going on here, you know. And either way, you shouldn't, you shouldn't, you know, be striking my kids. Like, that's you know, I just don't see that happening. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. But it depends a lot. Like, we'll wait for the story to unfold, and we might come back with a follow-up to this. Prayerfully, we will be coming back with a follow-up to this because I do want to discuss that a little more.
Right.
I do want to discuss that because we just had a show about, you know, if you haven't heard that show, go back and listen to it. But we had a show about how much authority should teachers have as far as disciplinary action.
Right.
You know, because some kids do get out of line. Like that video with the teacher in which the teacher was fighting the girl, but the girl threw a book in the teacher's face and hit her in the face, you know, that's a different story. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so you can't, I don't see just straight blaming the teacher, but, you know, at the same time, there definitely needs to be some sort of investigation going. So, yeah.
There you have it. That's what's happening in the streets now. Back
no doubt. Well, today, first of all, we're talking about our dreams and things like that, and hopefully, you know, hopefully this doesn't discourage, with all the stuff going on with teachers, it doesn't discourage anyone with dreams and hopes of aspirations of teaching, you know, from doing that, because, you know, we do need good educators. We really, really do need good educators nowadays, but, you know, the question that we asked was, you know, are some dreams too old to pursue? Title was Never Too Late. And we asked the question, are some dreams too old to pursue? Now, we hear this all the time from people. You know, sometimes we call them haters. You know, most of the time it's just people who can't visualize things for themselves sometimes. So it's hard for them to see it for you. But then other times, you know, it might be somebody just giving you wisdom. So that's what we're here to try to figure out now. You know, when somebody tells you, oh, well, you know, maybe you need to look at other options. Well, you know, you're at this age now. Maybe it's best for you to just, you know, not pursue that. And, you know, if most people, they give up on their dreams because they say they're too old. What do you feel, sir? Do you feel like there are some things that you should just give up because of age? I mean, what do you think?
You know, my initial thought was no, but I'm changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I
really?
Think there are. Yes. I thought you'd be surprised. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that there are.
I thought I was going to play the other side, but go ahead. I'm interested now. Let's go.
I feel like depending on what your dreams are,
mm-hmm.
yes, there is a point where, you know, you might have to, you know, do something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just honestly, just right off the top of my head, although I don't, you know, then there are people who have this dream, but, you know, God bless them. But,
mm-hmm.
Because we need them. But mm-hmm. there are people that have, plenty of people that have, you know, a desire to serve our country, serve our country, to fight for our country. You know, it's dreams to go to the military and fight for our country on the front line, or, you know, just be out there in the battlefield. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, simply, you know, there is an age limit. There's an age limit given by the military. That you know,
mm-hmm.
once you reach a certain age, you can't, you know, they're not going to send you out. They're not going to accept you, number one. Number two,
mm-hmm.
they're definitely not going to send you out in the field. So, you know, so that's just one. That was just the my first example that came to mind whenever I chose to change my mind about that answer.
Okay. You know, with that, you know, I actually can play the other side of that too. You know, and I know, like you said, certain things, there are age limitations that are put on it. It's not necessarily like you saying that, you know, I'm too old. It's just them saying that. But I honestly believe that they could find some place for you in the military. There would be a way for you to serve your country by, you know, in a different way, regardless of what your age limit is, because it's not like they kick you out the military at a certain age.
Well, no,
you know
they don't.
I mean? Like,
but if you decide too late to go in the military, you know, or you decide late in the game to go into military, there is a too late. Like, you know, they, after a certain age, you can't apply.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like if you pursued it hard enough, they would find some place for you, especially if they saw you as any sort of an asset and you're actually good at whatever it is that you was applying to do. I think that they would find some way for you to play that part, even if you weren't originally. Like, they're probably not going to send you to, you know, like you said, they want young men and women out there, you know, for certain reasons, physical reasons. But there
physical
are some
and
people.
And mental reasons, because you can't, you
yeah,
know, the younger you are, the more they can mold your mind.
Impressionable, yes.
Get you, yeah, to get you set for the battlefield.
Right. But like I said, I don't think, I do believe that there are some things that, I honestly feel like there are a lot of things that if you really wanted to do it, you could find a way. You know, it may not work for everyone, but I think that it depends on your determination and how much you believe in it. And I do believe that it can happen. You know what I'm saying? It can happen for you. You can be that exception to the rule. And we've seen it in other areas. Now, you might pop up with something that I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. But the military, I don't think that's one of them, because I think that if they get, because right now it is what it is, but I truly believe that if we got desperate enough, that we would accept any and everybody. They're not going to tell you that you can't fight. If we need, if somebody comes on these grounds, on our soil, and we have a shortage of people to fight, please believe that those rules are going to change.
That could be, but right now we're going elsewhere to fight, and you are 45 years old, 50 years old, and you're just getting things together, that, you know, they're not, their rules are, you know, on paper, they are not going to accept you. So there's
then
no.
Was it really a dream? Was it really a dream if you never pursued it ever?
Good question. So are you alluding to the fact that if you wait too late, that it was never really a dream?
No, I'm saying some people have been pursuing things for years, and, you know, they've been trying and trying for years, and it just didn't happen for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, you know, a woman who wants to have a child, she might have been, you know, trying for years and just never, you know, was just never able to have a child. And she gets to a certain age, and people are like, look, you're too old now. You need to just give it up. You know, this is one example. Like, hey, you know, just let it be, like, it didn't happen. It doesn't mean that it still can't happen. You understand what I'm saying? But she has been trying. It's not like she just didn't want any kids, and then all of a sudden one day she was like, you know, oh, I want to have kids. Now, that can happen too. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying that if it was a dream or aspiration, this is something that you have been trying to do. You know, I don't think that you should just, you know, give up. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, you know, I don't feel like you should give up just because you feel like, oh, I'm too old, unless you just don't want it anymore and your aspirations or your dreams have changed. Because we do know people's dreams change and they evolve. You know,
people,
you might start out wanting to do one thing.
All the time.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, you might have started out with an example, like you said, with the military. Usually, and I hate to say this because some people join the military out of, for, you know, for different reasons. People join the military for different reasons. But somebody who really has the desire to serve their country, once that desire hits you, I don't really see that desire hitting anyone at that age. But if it does, and they're very persistent, and this is something they really want to do, I do believe they can find a way to serve their country.
You can definitely find a way to serve your country in many ways. But, you know, I was, you know, the example I gave was somebody that wanted to fight for their country, you know, be on the battlefield for their country. But yeah, there are many ways we can serve our country. There are many a dream, though, that we have, that we wait late in the game for. And I think that you, maybe some of them are not too old to pursue, but they won't but they're not going to be exactly the way you initially wanted it to be because you waited too long. Like, you know, you're forced to change it a little because you waited too long.
Like I said, I think aspirations get adjustments according to your level of growth. So naturally, I believe that, you know, we should evolve over time. So if your aspirations are, you know, if you're 50-something and your aspirations, your dream is to play high school basketball, then, yeah, you know, you probably need to adjust that a little bit, yeah. But I don't really think that qualifies as an aspiration, because if you want, like, how can you might regret, let's not get it confused. Let's not confuse dreams with regrets, because you may have had dreams, right, that, you know, that you did not pursue. And now, you know, like you said, there are certain things that are just impossible. If you're not in high school anymore, then you're not going to be playing high school basketball. You understand what I'm saying? But if you had a dream to be a part of a high school basketball program, no matter what your age is, even though your age may not be ideal, it'll happen. Because you can be a 50-year-old man, you know, or older, and be involved with a high school basketball team. You understand what I'm saying? Or you can still coach high school basketball and be involved with it. So that dream has evolved because of your maturity level, you know, but it doesn't mean that the dream, that you should give it up completely. That's what I'm saying. And I don't really know any dream. And like I said, I'm waiting to hear one. Because even with the military, somebody who wants to fight on the actual battlefield, you know, I honestly still feel there's a way for that to happen. You can still be a part of it. You may not be it may not be what it would have been if you were 19 years old, you know, or 20 years old, but there's still ways to fight. You know what I'm saying? Things are always evolving. I don't know that much about it, but I'm sure that if you pursue it hard enough, you'll figure a way to get yourself involved.
You can pay for your own flight and buy a gun and go to some country and fight, but you're not going to do it legally. You're not going to go to a military. You're not going to sign up to the military at 50 and they put you on the battlefield. That's not going to happen. Not in America.
I just feel like, you going to be surprised what will happen in America. I think you'd be surprised at the things that happen.
Books. Oh, we're talking legally on books. That's
what I mean. No, there are a lot of exceptions. There's a lot of exceptions. There are people who, you know, get released from prison, you know, on crazy conditions. There are people who are weak, who visit jail on the weekend. Like, they have weekend jail time, and then they get to come home, or whatever, I mean, vice versa. Like, they go to jail for a certain amount of time, and they come home, then they go back. Like, there are things that happen that are not common, you know, common knowledge all the time. And I truly believe that that happens also in our military, because at the end of the day, it's a military. Our goal is to protect ourselves or defeat the enemy or whatever it is. You know, that's our goal. So if somebody who's 55 years old, who hasn't been in the military, has an effective way for us to do that, I do believe that they would consider it. I don't think that they would totally disregard that. And that's all I'm saying. It's like, maybe you might not be out there with an M16 or whatever they use now, and, you know, out there on the field per se, right alongside the 20-year-olds, you know, but you will be able to be involved, or you may find a way to be involved in, you know, what's going on in the battlefield. You know, you may be able to help or whatever it is. There's so many different ways to do that. And like I said, I haven't heard anything or thought of anything that that wouldn't work. And I'll give you another example. Modeling, right? Modeling, the entertainment field. A lot of that stuff is a young person's game. But there are, you know, you can be a 50-year-old model. It's not common. You know what I'm saying? It's not common, but you can be.
It depends on what you're modeling, what you're going to do. It depends on what you say.
Exactly.
When what you mean when you say model. I mean, there's, you know, I mean, because I've certainly seen TV commercials with not just young people on there, you know, so, you know, so it's certainly, you know, that's not one of those. And that's, you know, something if you, but what I wanted to get to, though, was if you have a dream to do something, you can't just roll up out of bed and, you know, unless, of course, God ordains it. But outside of that, you just can't wake up one day and, you know, roll out of bed and say, you know, okay, I've had this dream. You know, I've had this, you know, this aspiration, all these years. Now I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. You have to work for it. It doesn't come overnight, most of this stuff. You know, you have to prepare for that moment of I'm going to do it. You know, and that's what I want you to touch on, because, you know, yes, it is, you know, there are a lot of dreams that, you know, that we may, or aspirations that we may have had for years' time, and we may think that, you know, oh, well, you know what, yeah, I've wanted to do that, but I'm all, you know, I got stuff, I got bills now, and I can't just switch careers and, you know, and so on and so forth, you know, but, you know, with some preparation, you know, you can do it. I agree with you.
Yeah, you said something key. You said if God ordained it. And my thing is, you know, most of the time those dreams that last in people are the ones that God did ordain. And if he did ordain it, it doesn't matter what age you are. You may have missed certain opportunities. And like I said, you can't confuse the regret of missed opportunities with saying, I missed my chance and I will never have another one, especially when it comes to God, because God can give you infinite opportunity. He's just waiting for you. He's been waiting for you since the moment that you had the dream to begin with, to actually do the work, like you said, to prepare for the opportunity. If you chose not to prepare for the opportunity, or you didn't realize that these things were even opportunities that crossed your way, then, you know, that's not on God. But at the same time, when you realize it, you can't just say, well, I still have this dream, I still have this aspiration, but I can't do it now because I've already missed too many opportunities. No, because God can always give you another one. And that's what I'm saying. If he ordains you to be a master planner, like at war, or whatever, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you can come up with a battle plan, because he placed that inside you, that's a passion that he gave to you, you're going to be good at battle plans. And so if your battle plans are going to help, you know, he's going to make a way for you. And that's my belief. I truly believe that he will make a way for you. I don't think that it's ever too late. The only time it's too late is when you're dead.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying? At that point,
yeah,
okay.
It's kind of late.
But
the
thing is, you know, you're right. You have to, you know, if God ordained it, there's nothing that can stop it. You know, and I have seen in my own life, God give me opportunity after opportunity after opportunity of the same with the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that says something about me, right? I keep missing it. But that, you know, but I am a witness to that. And I'm also, I will vouch for God that he is master of loopholes. You know, you're talking about the, you know, getting the guy into the battlefield.
Right.
He will create the loophole.
Yeah.
For you to do whatever you aspire to do, if he ordained it.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. And you might have missed those opportunities. And please believe me, from experience, you're going to bust your behind, because it might have been, you might have had to work half as hard if you would have did it when you were supposed to do it. But when you didn't, and because you missed that opportunity, now you got to work extra hard to get it right. So the one thing that you cannot escape is working hard. You got to put the work in. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he will create those opportunities for you, and you can't allow anybody to tell you, you know, well, you're too old to do this. You know, you can't. It's too late for you to pursue this. You know, like for example, right now, if I had the dream of being a doctor, which I don't, but because it's a lot of school for me, too much school for me. But you know, some people may say, hey, man, you know, it's kind of late now for you to try to be a doctor. I mean, at this age, you know, most people start real young, and then they still have a whole bunch of years of school before they become a doctor. But if I have that aspiration and I had that dream to do that, all it starts with is me enrolling in school. And then God can make the rest of the way, and I just need to have that determination. And I have to realize it's going to might be an uphill battle for me because of my age, you know, but at the same time, it's something that's very doable. So I can't tell, and most people would be looking like, why would you try to do this now? I'll give you an example. Like, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Morgan Freeman, who didn't get his first acting job until he was like probably in his 40s or 50s or something like that.
Yeah, he was older. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying at that point, had he been trying, and I don't believe he just woke up one day and said, I want to be an actor. Mm-hmm. I believe he was pursuing it. So, you know, just using that as an example, I'm sure there are many, many people in the same way. But by that time, I'm sure by, you know, his 40s and 50s, people were like, dude, like, you still at this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to work for you, man. You know, like, just you've been trying this long. Like, why keep pursuing this? Why are you trying to do this right now? You know, but he didn't allow that to happen. He was just like, listen, it's never too late. He kept going, and look where he is now. He's not the only person. So, you know, I don't believe that there's anything that if you really have a dream or aspiration to do, that it can't happen for you, you know. And even God said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, anything we ask for, we'll have it. If we believe it, then we'll have it, you know. He didn't say for something or for some people. He said, if you believe it and you ask, you know, if you ask and you believe, it will happen for you. The problem is people, like I said, they mistake, you know, something that they feel would be cool to do, but it's really not a dream, a real dream or aspiration. They just think that it'll be cool to do it or they'll get, you know, money. You know what I'm saying? Like their real dream is just to have a certain amount of money or a certain amount of fame or whatever it is. And that's really what their dream is. And they're just trying to use this avenue for it. Then no, it's probably not going to work for you because that's not really what you want to do. But whatever it is that you really believe in, you do it and it's going to work for you.
As long as God is behind it, as long as you're in His will, then like you said, you know, whatever it is, you know, you're trying to accomplish, you know, you will accomplish it through Him, of course.
Right.
But you know, and it is a lot of naysayers in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they don't mean to be, some of them don't mean to be negative toward you.
Right.
It's just they don't see it. And they don't see it or they, you know, they can't understand it. If they don't understand it, you know, then, you know, they're going to help you not understand it. And they,
right.
You know, so I know I've seen a few people in my day give up on their dreams based off of what somebody else said, you know, as far
exactly.
As, yeah, that's not, you know, that's, yeah, you can't do that. That's, you know, you have to, you, or you don't have the skills for that, or you too, like you said, you're too old. You're too old.
Right.
To do that,
right.
And they give up on it. They're like, yeah, you know, you're right. Because, you know, the enemy is always there. He's always,
exactly.
he's right there, dog. He is right
exactly.
there. No matter what conversation you're having, he is there. You know,
he's
when,
not
the, you
no
know,
time.
He might interject during that conversation or he might interject later and use that last conversation as a tool. But you know, he's there. And so, mm-hmm. you know, when somebody, you know, and that's why we have to be careful about who we tell our dreams to, because a lot of people can discourage us from what God has ordained for us to do.
Right.
Because we're willing to listen to somebody else and not God, then, you know, we never get around to do it. And you wind up dead, and it is too late then, yeah.
Exactly. And then you realize that you're wasting too much time. And a lot of times the most discouraging thing is realizing that you wasted time to begin with, you know, because once you realize the opportunities that you missed, it gets heavy on your heart, and you say, maybe it's too late, I missed my chance. No, you missed one of your chances. You missed a chance. You didn't miss the chance. You know, you can have infinite opportunity, especially when you serve God. Preparing yourself, honing whatever the craft is or pursuing whatever that thing is, you know, you're going to have some failures and disappointments on the road. You know, I don't know anybody who just, like you said, just jumped out of bed and said, I want to be this, and then they were that, and then with no kind of problems ever,
right?
No disappointments, no rejections, nothing.
Right.
You know,
no,
we don't see all of that. Right, no preparation, nothing. You know, we don't see that stuff. I wish I had that clip from Denzel when he was speaking to a college, and he saying, yeah, when he was talking about, you're going to fail at something. That's a guarantee. You're going to fail at something. You're going to suck at something. But
right.
you keep trying. You know, you keep going. You can't quit and say, well, I failed this amount of time, so you know what? You know, that's it. Because if you're willing to do that, and I'm a witness, some of us, you know, we have done that. I've done that before. But the one thing about it is that when it's something that God placed in you, you can't walk away from it. It's going to eat you inside out until you go for it. It's not going to stop until you die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to fill a void if you're not doing the thing that God placed you to do on this earth. And who is anybody on this earth to tell you that you can't do the thing that God told you that you were here to do, you know, or rather placed you here to do? Because sometimes we don't know what it is. You know, we have to pursue that. You know, I mean, you know, ask for that and seek that. But once we find that out, who is anybody to tell you that you can't pursue it? It doesn't matter how old you are. You know, it doesn't matter how old you are.
We're quick to give in to doubt and believe lies. And I don't understand it. I don't understand why. But we are quick to give in to doubt and to believe lies. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that combination leaves us desolate. That combination
mm-hmm.
leaves us, you know, with nothing to do. You know, that kind of combination leaves us, you know, missing our opportunities that God continuously throws at us because we give in to doubt or because we believe the lies that people tell us that we can't do what God has ordained for us to do. Well, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't feel like you've heard from God, you know, because I know there are a lot of people that is not sure
mm-hmm.
about directly hearing God's voice.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's a whole nother animal. That's fine in this case because, you know, this is what he's placed inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the drive, but you can, you know, you cannot go anywhere with the drive. You can sit, you know, the car, you can just sit there, or you can hit the gas pedal and you can drive. You can go.
Right.
You can move with it. You know, but if you're listening, if you're giving into doubt and you know, on something that you feel in the end, like this, you know the difference. Like you said earlier, when you're talking about, you know, something that you think is cool, you know, oh, it's cool to be a DJ. That looks fun. I think I'm gonna try
right.
that. You know, there's a difference between that and that unctioning inside you to say, man, I want to help young children. I want to, you know,
right.
man, that's a, you know, that's a, you know, but you know, that there's a, you know, that, that you know the feeling. You know the difference between the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And when that, you know, and when you feel the difference, when you know that that, you know, that that's what you, you know, purpose to do. That's what you, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you have to do. And you know, when some of us, they'll do little things on the side, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, they'll might help out, you know, their little niece, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or nephew or something, or the neighbor's kid or something. But,
right.
you know, and it feels good to them. And, it, you know, and it, but they just stop right there because, oh, yeah, I can't do that for, you know, 20, 30 kids. I'm not that.
Right.
I never went to school for that crap. And I don't, you know, I don't know nothing about what they know about, you know,
right.
what those teachers know and stuff like that. Man, forget it.
You know what? And the thing is, if you have an aspiration to be in, like, for a teacher is a good idea. I mean, example, if you want to be a teacher and you don't even, you've never been to college and you say, well, I can't be a teacher because I've never been to college, but that's a dream of yours or a passion of yours. And because you're, you know, over 40, get up and apply to school. That's the first step. And let God handle the rest of the opportunity. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's all about work ethic and how bad we actually want to do it and whether or not we believe.
Right.
You know, whether or not we believe. You might get rejections from I don't know how many schools before that one school chooses you. That's all you need. You know? You know, and that's what it is with anything we do. I mean, it's easy to give the whole entertainment example, you know, and I'm not I'm not like a diehard fan, but I do respect Tamar Braxton, right? And she, I believe it was the Grammys, a Grammy that she won, or some award that she won. I believe it was a Grammy, but it was some award that she won. And she was crying. She was very emotional. She was saying, you know, she wanted to thank God for putting her there because she was, you know, kind of up there in age, and it's a young person's game. And she was saying, don't ever give up or think that it's too late because look at me, you know? And I thought that was, man, that really touched me because I was like, wow, you know, like, especially for a female R&B singer, they're right. usually looking for a specific look that they can right. market. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And so for somebody in her age group who is a new artist to the world, you know, because she's been doing stuff with her sister, but, you know, is a new artist, to, you know, to the world on a mainstream level, you know, it's different if you've already been out. Like if Madonna drops another album or something like that, you know,
right.
She's already been in the game for a while, so it's a little bit different. She's been in since she was young, but for her to come out there like that and then to actually be blessed enough to win that award, you know, that's God. And for her to show and give that recognition, and it wasn't the cliche recognition to God that she was given. It was like a real recognition. You know what I'm saying, that she was given. It was very inspiring, you know what I'm saying? So, and it just lets me know that God's word is true, you know? And if you believe it, you ask for it and you believe it, then God will give it to you. He promised it. So, you know, to answer this question, are some dreams too old to pursue? I haven't found one yet. I haven't found a dream too old to pursue yet. And, yeah, I know we're coming up on the end of the show. But yeah, I would just encourage you that if it's something that you really have a passion for that God placed in you, you know, I would pursue it, you know, and maybe this will help somebody. But for myself, you know, I love music. I love creating hip hop music. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be doing it whether I'm famous or I'm not. I'm going to do it because it's something that's inside of me, and I feel like the things that I say may help someone. You know what I'm saying? Help someone smile, help someone get through a frown, whatever the case is. That's what I do. But what I realize is that the gift that he's given me is like that public speaking, which is why I do the radio show. I get the same fulfillment out of this radio show because I like to help people. And he's given me a voice to be able to do that, you know, and to speak to people, you know, young, old, man, woman, it doesn't matter. As long as I'm helping, then that's what it is, you know, and I feel fulfilled that way. So I'm going to do it, and that's my passion. That's what I've been put here to do. So anybody who you feel, you know, anybody out there who feels like they have that passion or something, whatever it is, pursue it. Just do it, and God will open up the doors for you to do it, period. That's my final thought. I'm going to let JS go on and take us on.
Absolutely. I mean, you pretty much summed it up there. I mean, I'm, like I said before, I'm a witness in my life. You know, God has given opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. I think I sat down with you once, and, you know, and started counting through, you know, opportunities that he's been giving me since a teenager, as far as, you know, my aspirations to play music in front of people, you know, which I just like do. I like making people feel good through music. And, you know, and that's something that, you know, I put down for a while, and but I couldn't keep down because it was something that God placed in me. And, you know, I had no idea that God placed it in me. As a matter of fact, you know, I had, you know, I wasn't even interested in knowing God at the time. you know, so I certainly, you know, certainly wasn't walking around thinking, you know, oh, this is something God, you know, God has placed in me, so I have to do it. No, that wasn't, you know, that wasn't how it started out. And, you know, but thinking back now and what they say, hindsight, you know, this was some, this was a fire that wouldn't go out. I covered it, you know, I covered the fire, for a few years, and, but it wouldn't, you know, wouldn't go out. It wouldn't go out, you know, it would spark, re-spark again, or I wouldn't say spark, but it was uncovered, should I say. You know, uncovered again, and then, you know, and as I am, but once, when it was uncovered the second time, it was, I was at a place where I was getting to know God, and so it, you know, it was more of a connection then. But my point for saying that is, you know, it started, I had this this fire in me for that before I came to Christ. So, you know, so I didn't know anything about listening for God's voice, or, you know, or hearing, you know, hearing God talk to me, you know, directly or through anybody. I didn't, you know, that wasn't in my mind. I just knew that I had this passion, you know, and that, and I know that we, you know, we all have that, we all have a passion, and, you know, that because God has placed it in us. And we, and a lot of times we just, we overlook it, or we give in to doubt. And I'm just saying, stop giving in to doubt, and, you know, and uncover the flame, because it's there. Flame doesn't go out. Right. That does not go out until you die. But, you know, uncover the flame, and just, you know, and just do it. Period.
No, no doubt. And nobody can say, I don't have a flame. Every person breathing on this earth has something that God placed in them to do, or else you would not be here on this earth.
Yeah.
And that's real. So all you got to do is find out what that is. Start searching what it is. Don't search to see whether or not, I'm laughing because I almost did the same thing. don't search to see whether or not you have it. You do, you know, so just find out. But anyway, thank you guys for listening, and you know, we love y'all, man. We hope to rock with us again next week. And if you like this, man, share it, man. Share this week. I'm asking y'all, please share the show. Share your favorite Christian experience episode with a friend today.
Yeah,
thank you.
Please.
All right, we out. Peace.
Peace.